This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, good night, Yom Tov. We're continuing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. This is the sixth day of Sefer Chafetz Chaim. And yesterday we learned about how the Chafetz Chaim courageously tackled this topic that until this point in time, no one had ever dedicated a whole Sefer to it. And now that we learn the impassioned plea of the Chafetz Chaim, V'achale l'hakari anoim, I plead with my dear reader, Ula yimtza izadavar, perhaps you'll find something, Shaliyah niraloi b'hashkafa rishayna, that at first glance does not seem to you, im be'etzem hadim, to be according to the strict letter of the law. Ki yomer shu chumra ba'alma, you'll say, you know, this is not normative halacha. You might dismiss it and say, it's just a stringency. Oya richas halashayn l'loit sarech, or maybe, well, why is the author being so wordy, or he's being too concise? Says the Chafetz Chaim, Bal yamaher lahachad esadar lemesh gagahi. Don't hasten to say that I made a mistake. Arasha ya'ayin heite ba'aber ma'im chayim. Until you analyze and study well the ber ma'im chayim, which is the sources on the bottom for every halacha, v'chol ha'klalam ha'natzrachim halacha zu, and all the general principles that are needed for this halacha, ki af im yachsar loiklal echa me'halacha zu, because even if you're missing one category of halacha, lo yavin shah halacha lashur, you won't understand the rest properly. Ki be'emes, the truth is, kol sif v'sif mi'sefer hazeh, every branch, the sif is a piece of halacha, of the sefer, i'anti by harbe, I analyze very well. Uvedibuk chaverim gedoy le'toira. Not only did I analyze it well, don't think the Chafetz Chaim just, so to speak, closeted himself somewhere and wrote it on his own. No, he actually discussed it with many gedoy le'toira. He says, uvedibuk chaverim gedoy le'toira. And v'chipasti chipos achar chipos. I searched again and again. Shalo yimotze b'shas stira le'dvareinu, that there should not be any contradiction to what I'm saying. V'kama po'mim iyanti b'inyan echad kama yomim. Many times I analyzed one halacha, many days. That's amazing. Chafetz Chaim says there are a number of things in the Sefer he spent many days analyzing. Ad shabirarti halacha la'amita be'ezes Hashem Yisrach, until I clarified the halacha to its truth with the help of Hashem. V'hakavel Hashem Yisbarach, I hope to Hashem, ki hakoyre asher yishma l'dvareinu ela. I hope that the reader who listens to our words, v'ya'ayin heite b'chol klei halacha, and analyzes well all the general categories of halacha, einav yachazu meisharim, his eyes will see upright, meaning he'll see the truth, ki kol mila umila, because each and every word, shebefnim ha-sefer, in the main body of the Sefer, Nichtava Bidiktuk Hadin, was written with exactitude. Now, there was no one more modest than the Chafetz Chaim, but he obviously sees it necessary to point out that you need to realize there is no stringency. Nothing in the Sefer is a stringency. Nothing here was written for, you know, poetic license or effect. Every word is basic halacha. Says the Chafetz Chaim, "V'lefamim haya bicholti l'shanos es halashen l'katzal harich." There were times I had the ability to change the expression to be more concise or longer. L'man yiyan nokel l'havin amechuvin by, so that it should be more understandable. Ulam loyrat sisi l'shanos l'shain harambam. I didn't want to change the verbiage of the Rambam. Ushar poiskim and the other poiskim, shadin noivam him, that the din flows from them. V'chol asher yeduni lekav schus, anyone who judges me favorably, hamakim yedinei lekav schus, Hashem should judge them favorably. By the way, the Chafetz Chaim writes further on in the Sefer that the reason why he, so to speak, just copies over sometimes the words of the Rishonim is, he says, the words of the Rishonim have a very powerful effect, because since the Rishonim themselves were so careful in their words, therefore have a more powerful effect on the listener. So therefore the Chafetz Chaim said, even though maybe there nowadays there'd be a more catchy way to say it, he wanted to use their exact words, because since they themselves were so nizar in Lashon Hara, their words carry more power. Gam chibarti ala sefer hazeh psicha aruka urechava. The Chafetz Chaim also says that he attached to the sefer a long psicha, another form of introduction. Sham vayar kama lavin ma'asin raga laver. There it will be explained how many lavin one could be over if he speaks Lashon Hara. And the answer to that of how many lavin one could be over is, I think, 17. And how many assays one could be over, and that is 14. And Mishaino Nizhar Mayasar Mashal Lashon Hara Rechilas, one is not careful from this bitter prohibition of Lashon Hara Rechilas. And we have a similar thing in the Mishnah Nedarim or in Menachos, where Chazal count how many lavin you could be over. Ula yitein Hashem, if perhaps the Almighty will grant, sha'al yidei kach yinogev hayetzar, that the Yetzer Hara will be stricken down when people see the great disaster that comes about by speaking Lashon Hara. Baroisa es godal hamuhuma v'hamachshel, when they see the great confusion and stumbling that comes by speaking Lashon Hara. Another thing, and by the way, this is one of the reasons why Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was very supportive of the publishing of Sefer Chafetz Chaim, this next idea, which is really the chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that if somebody has a weakness in a certain area, the way to overcome it is to learn that topic in depth, be'ion, with all the various mefarshim, that learning a topic be'ion helps to protect you from the Yetzer Hara. Gam levadza, besides this, yadua, who it is known, mashuhuva b'medrash rabba, parshas nasai, that which is brought in the medrash rabba. This week's parsha, it's mamish davar yafa be'itai. This week's parsha is parshas nasai. V'zel ha'shayna, im yagata harbe b'divrayam. If you toil greatly in the words of the sages, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meser Yetzer Hara Mimcha, God will remove the Yetzer Hara from you. Al Kein Amarti Alibi, therefore I said to myself, says the Chafetz Chaim, Efsher, could be, Shal Yidei She'ya'aynu B'Sefer HaZeh, maybe, by people studying this Sefer, Shehu Melukat Mikol Divrei Rishonim, which is a collection from all the words of the Rishonim, B'Inyan Zeh, and people contemplate it, the Yisrael will not rule over us so much. And then it will happen sort of naturally, once you start pulling away from this Avera partially, eventually, you will pull away completely, when it comes to the sin, harbe mimenu hahergal oisa, habit has a very big effect. To habola taher, one who comes to purify themselves, mesayin oisai, they help you, the shamayim helps you. Uvezchus zeh, in this merit, uval tzion goyal, may the Redeemer come to tzion, v'mher v'yameinu amen. So this is a good end before the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which is the Leida of David HaMelech. In the zchus of our learning, we should be zoicha ben David, yavoi v'yigalenu b'mher v'yameinu amen. Chag kosher v'sameach. Good Yom Tov, everyone. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.